It has been 50 years since the city of Timmins was formed. Before 1973, there was some bickering between the municipalities that eventually became one city. But about 80 years ago, an attempt by the town of Timmins to take an area including two active gold mines and all of Schumacher created a political firestorm. The Ontario government amalgamated 31 unorganized townships, a portion of Iroquois Falls, the amalgamated townships of Mountjoy, Tisdale and Whitney, and town of Timmins. While the provincial government created the new city, claiming it would be more efficient in the long run, there were mixed reactions locally. Timmins Town Council welcomed the change. But the townships of Whitney, Mountjoy and Tisdale argued against it until the end. As communities grew in the Porcupine Camp, so did the rivalries. Sports involving games between the communities are legendary. While residents treated each other as friends and neighbors and the contests were fun, the same cannot be said of games played at the political level. More industry, business and residents meant increased tax revenue. Municipalities within the camp were always looking for increased revenue. Throughout the years before amalgamation, there were annexations from time to time. Sometimes it just made more sense for a neighborhood to become part of a different municipality and it was welcomed. Such as in 1922 when Timmins annexed Mattagami Heights from Mountjoy Township. Other times, it was just plain nasty. In particular, the battle for Schumacher. On December 23, 1941, area residents picked up the special Christmas edition of the Porcupine Advance. The main headline on the front page screamed, "Part of Tisdale Township to be annexed by town," with the subhead, "McIntyre and Coneyorum properties are affected by the proposal." The McIntyre and Coneyorum gold mine operations represented huge industrial money for Tisdale Township. A part of the township of Tisdale will soon become a part of Timmins according to legislation that was set in motion yesterday afternoon by the council, the story read. The lengthy bylaw was read to the council yesterday afternoon and passed. Such a move cannot be done unilaterally by a municipality. Timmins' bylaw called for the town to petition for the boundary change with the provincial government. Timmins Council believed it could deliver services more efficiently than the township, and asked for a review by the Ontario Municipal Board. What the story didn't include, however, was that Timmins also intended to take all of Schumacher. And then there is the small fact that the township or local residents weren't even consulted. Needless to say, Tisdale Council and Schumacher residents were outraged. A week later, in the December 31, 1941, Advance, the main headline in the special New Year edition shouted back, "Tisdale Council makes strong protest against annexation." A long subhead noted, refers to action of Timmins as discourteous, undemocratic and impertinent. One resolution deals in detail with the suggestion that Schumacher be annexed to Timmins. The story said the bylaw passed by Timmins has roused a storm in Tisdale. The responding resolution passed at Tisdale Council pulled no punches. "Be it resolved that this council go on the record as strongly protesting and deploring the action of the Council of the Town of Timmins in enacting the bylaw authorizing application to the Ontario Municipal Board for an order annexing valuable portions of the township of Tisdale without first of all having the courtesy and decency to discuss the matter fully with this council which represents the township of Tisdale including the areas proposed to be annexed. And be it further resolved that this council considers the action of the Council of the Town of Timmins to be undemocratic and to be gratuitous impertinence. Further, that a copy of this resolution be immediately forwarded to the Clerk of the Town of Timmins and to the members of the Association of Northern Ontario Mining Municipalities." It was carried unanimously. The township accused Timmins of trying to poach its valuable tax assets. Council members made sure the provincial government heard their side. The town of Timmins alleges that the proposed annexation would result in better coordination of essential services and a more economical operation of such services and distribution of the costs of the same, stated a resolution by council. And whereas the aforesaid allegations have no merit attached to them whatsoever but, on the contrary, The sole and only reason for the proposed annexation is that the town of Timmins will receive greatly increased revenue from the valuable areas proposed to be annexed, particularly income tax from the large operating mines included in the area payable under the Mining Tax Act. Tisdale Council provided a list of services it provided. The affairs of the Township of Tisdale, including essential services, are being efficiently and economically conducted, operated and maintained, and the taxpayers and residents of the areas proposed to be annexed are completely satisfied therewith. The settlement of Schumacher, which is included in the areas proposed to be annexed, has a population of approximately 5,000, and the aforesaid areas are now being supplied with the following list of services. First-class school facilities, including high school and elementary school facilities. Concrete sidewalks and concrete pavement. Sanitary sewers and storm sewers. Water facilities. Police protection. Fire protection. Snow removal facilities. Garbage collection facilities. Street lighting. Board of Health supervision, and administration facilities. In January 1942, petitions were circulated throughout Schumacher and the rest of Tisdale Township, calling for the province to strike down the request. The provincial government began plans to hold public Ontario Municipal Board hearings in Schumacher to deal with the proposed annexation. The hearing never came about, as the town of Timmins withdrew its request for annexation in the spring. The battle for Schumacher wasn't the only disagreement between municipalities in the camp, but it was one of the most bitter. 3 decades later, Tisdale Council, in addition to Mountjoy and Whitney, remained opposed to joining Timmins to create a city. Despite the objections, the provincial government forged ahead with amalgamation. As time moved forward, the city consolidated programs and services for the entire municipality. But communities from the Porcupine Camp still strive to hold onto their own unique identities within the city of Timmins.